Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Joe Flacco traded. We have had some idea that it might not be Shador as the backup quarterback. We do have more to get to because I want to talk about how the quarterback math has or hasn't changed coming up in just about 20 minutes here. So the question is still out there. The biggest endorsement we've got, at least via phones today, because the chat can be a little hard to kind of follow sometimes. You got a lot of messages in there on YouTube.
I mean, we are getting some comments on Twitter too, by the way. And I'll read the latest one I just got. It's saying it louder doesn't make you right. Zero upside. Do you hear yourself? DW is and was the best quarterback on the team. Keep screaming, but DW will be QB1.
And you can keep saying whatever, like, but there's no statistical proof to believe that's true. Like, I think that's the thing. Like, when you are like, oh, this makes no sense. And it's been the biggest failure in Cleveland history, and he was unplayable, and I can give you the stats to say it. The Watson Warriors that remain just go, nuh-uh. That's not a response. That's just, like, okay.
I tried helping their argument. Like, I tried telling them what they need to be saying.
Like, again, you're the Shador fan.
Yeah.
I'm neutral on this whole thing. Shador fans can give an impassioned plea about what they think about that kid and how he plays and why they think he should be the backup right now.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't like Baker Mayfield can give you a reason why that they still don't think Baker Mayfield is as good as maybe the stats say they are. Those are real conversations you can have. Hey, Deshaun Watson's been putrid, hasn't been good since 2020, and is coming off an Achilles injury after being borderline unplayable coming off the shoulder injury. Nuh-uh. Oh, okay. Then we're just not subscribing to reality. That's okay.
I told you, their new twist has got to be Stefanski's an idiot, doesn't know what he's doing, and he burned Deshaun.
You'd find a lot of bedfellows with that argument right now.
That's what they needed. I'm telling you, Watson Warriors, just it's simple. I'll poke holes through that as well, and I have, but like that's the argument you need to start making if you want to get some headway, at least to getting Deshaun on another team and having a chance in the future.
More on the Browns quarterback math in just about 20 minutes here, but it's time for the Peterlin Pass.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, we're going to go to LeBron Decision 2.0. Here was the announcement earlier today.
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. You ready to go, LeBron? Where's the powder?
Left it at home.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP? And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
VSOP? Such a question mark way.
It's pretty bad when LeBron's still the worst actor in that spot.
It was really not great.
VSOP?
Obviously, it had hints of Decision 1.0, and it even wore very similar clothing, and the questions all the way up to the chalk toss was very similar as well. I give the Peterlin pass to LeBron in this, and I know you're going to eviscerate LeBron, so hold on one second. I give him the pass with the idea that LeBron's trying to buy an NBA team. LeBron's all about making bread, and sorry that you all fell for it. Obviously, LeBron took the attention grab and ran with it. Welcome to LeBron James 2.0 himself. So I give him the pass. You all fell for it. That's not LeBron's fault.
Yes, it is, because LeBron knew what he was doing.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Listen.
You guys thought that he would do it on Tuesday at noon?
Yes. You mean when he would have full audience and he wouldn't have to compete with the NFL?
That's a prime time. That is a prime time announcement. You don't do it Tuesday at noon.
So he's going up against Monday Night Football?
No,
he's going to go Sunday at 1 p.m.?
How about Tuesday at 6 when prime time announcements actually happen?
What prime time announcement happens at Tuesday at 6?
Wednesday at 6. Something at 6.
Okay,
something not at noon.
I reiterate the question.
All right, I'll reiterate your question.
What prime time
announcements were made Tuesdays at noon? Answer me that question.
Any announcement?
No announcements.
It's not such thing as the Tuesday at noon.
Tuesday at noon
news
is not
stuff.
A time. It's not a time to make a press conference announcement.
Yes, it is.
Not if you want eyeballs on it.
What the hell are you talking
about? Tuesday at noon?
I'm dealing with a Watson warrior here.
Tuesday at noon?
No, it's not.
It's not. It isn't.
How isn't it? It's in the middle.
What do you mean, how isn't it? It's in the middle of your day, yes, but that doesn't make it prime time.
That's everybody's day.
Yes, people are at lunch. They're at work.
It's 9 a.m. in L.A. It is noon in New York.
Prime time. You do a whole special, wind it up at 7 or 8 o'clock on ESPN, because ESPN would gladly give you the half-hour platform that they did for the first decision, and you could do it right with the prime time audience.
Need ESPN
and everything. Do it on whatever station you want to do it on, but like give people the accurate,
like 92.3 the Fan, the afternoon drive.
The first fly in the ointment, this whole thing, when I looked at it, I saw Tuesday at noon. So, no big
you
announcements
literally
Tuesday
didn't
at
mention
noon.
That yesterday.
No big
you
announcement
did not
is
mention
Tuesday
that
at
yesterday.
Noon.
We talked about this yesterday. You did not mention Tuesday at noon.
I didn't, but I did in my head. and I thought about it the entire time. I was like, this might be a dumb point to make because I'm going to be wrong on this one. But since I turned out to be right on this one, I'm like, yes, you're right, Jonathan. Why
we
do I ever
no
doubt myself?
Proof of it,
why do I ever doubt myself?
Take me
always
up on
right.
It.
Why would I ever doubt myself? But I doubted myself yesterday. You and Jax laughing like hyenas over there, like, it's going to happen. No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
No.
Actually,
not so Jax fast,
was saying,
my friends.
You can't,
not so fast.
After what you said about Lee Corso,
friends.
You can't say any. You can't use this expression anymore.
You're
out on Corso.
The Corso family says, says no thank you.
Yeah, the suggestion that you said what they should do for
they
Lee,
should have taken him off 5 years prior.
That's not exactly how you said it.
Do the man do
there
the man
a
service.
Different verbiage, and I think Lee would have enjoyed it. It just would have been weird that the family would be doing it.
Man was having a stroke on the air
LeBron
for half a decade.
LeBron doesn't need
no one
to
cared.
Do this. Brun doesn't need to do this. If he just tweets out, I'm taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
Nobody pays attention.
And then somebody. What?
Not in the way they have. Are you kidding me?
He has.
We took ticket prices up to the $500 range for the final.
Right,
why
now
is your eye twitching? You think he would have got the same attention if he just said, I'm taking my talents to VSOP instead
do
of what he did now?
Do I think that Hennessy would have had a nice little kick
instead
if LeBron
of what he did
tweeted
right
about
now?
Them?
Did you see what
you just pissed everybody off. Wait, for
the
5%
dollars that VSOP got off of this is insane, and I would imagine the financial gain from LeBron is going to be it's going to be matching up with the amount of attention and eyeballs that were on this.
I guarantee you this is a paper deal, meaning it's like, well, hey, if we
nobody
sell five
cares
cases, you're going to get 5%. But if you sell 10, you're going to get 10%.
Oh, because, yeah, people really paid attention when he was doing all sorts of smart water commercials and sorts of Dorito endorsements and stuff like that.
Yes, they endorse things because people see LeBron endorse things and then they go
people,
buy them.
Yeah, but you didn't have people for 24 hours being like, what's happening? I can't believe it. And then in turn,
now,
for
all
another
anybody
12
says
hours,
is, what a jackass.
People are talking about VSOP. They're talking about Hennessy.
No one's talking about Hennessy. Everyone's talking about what a stupid ad that was.
I hadn't thought about Hennessy in years, and now today I'm like, well, maybe VSOP is where it's at.
Don't make me curse on air. You are so full of it.
Maybe VSOP is where it's at. If that's
now,
what LeBron
drinks, this is a challenge.
Good enough for LeBron.
This is
good
a
enough
challenge
for me. But I always say.
I'm going to need you to go ahead. I'm going to need you to take a picture of you buying some VSOP tonight. I'm going to need to get that picture.
I mean, I just might if this is the drink of LeBron.
I don't believe you. There's not a might here.
If this is the drink of LeBron.
This was such a successful ad campaign. You're going to walk right out of this studio tonight.
Here's the thing.
You're going to buy yourself some Henny.
We both. I'm not drinking right now. I have a two-week-old and a two-and-a-half-year-old. I told you this like three weeks ago.
LeBron can't get you to drink with this great advertisement?
I'm going to buy booze just to sit on the desk and hang out?
Why can't you drink? You have a two-year-old. That's the prescription for drinking.
Two-year-old and a two-week-year-old.
Yeah.
What was funny about that?
I can't do you math, said, but I know it feels longer than however long
it's been. My ass is in the jackpot, man.
You said a two-week-year-old.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what she is.
She's a two-week-old. She's not a two-week-year-old.
Oh, you're right. All right, sorry. I said that wrong. But, like, yeah, she's 2 weeks old. That's it. She's very young.
I'm not drinking right now.
She's very young.
I just laughed so hard.
If I find myself at a wedding open bar coming up here soon, and I see VSOP, hey, bartender,
give me that LeBron drink.
Give me that
Hennessy. That's my second decision.
That's a fun line. You look to the guy next to you, and you're just like, decision 2.0. Bartender, I'll take the Hennessy.
And the guy's going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? By the way, I laughed so hard at that. I definitely passed gas just a little bit.
I did try to. You just. Okay. I'm not going to act like I haven't intentionally waited until I'm speaking very loudly to go ahead and pass gas.
No one can hear it in reaction to laughing at how ridiculous you are for this period. You're so ridiculous.
Bodily functions just came out of you?
Yes, because of 2 week-year old and this Peterlin pass for LeBron.
LeBron, you get the pass.
Clown shoes out of LeBron, clown shoes out of you.
Congratulations to you, LeBron. Here's a Hennessy.
I just Peterlin pass gas.
The Peterlin pass.
Oh, that's the setup. That was the setup the entire time. What a joke I am thinking you're just making commentary.
That literally happened.
You set it up for the Peterlin pass
to
gas.
Waft. Jim.
Hey, we're having fun.
Q. We're having fun. Mike, Jacob, Danny, has the quarterback math changed for the Cleveland Browns? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.